thought of them, though. Some of them, you know. Right? Now, these you keep up. Since we went to keeping them up now in pastures, you know, here on the farm.
Yes.
Well, of course, them hogs, they weren't wild. And when I'm speaking of these wild hogs, as them hogs that was raised on the range outside.
You mentioned a sow. What would you call a little one? It was just little female, the little ones that were just born.
Pig.
Well, you'd call them pigs, you see. Yeah. And this, if it's a male pig, as it got on up, you'd either make a bar out of him. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you
castrate him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or you leave him alone, can you? For a boar, you know.
Yeah.
And your sows, your pigs, your females, a lot of times they would get with pigs at 9 months. Huh. If you pushed them, they grew up good. I made good money on hogs in my lifetime. I said good money, and for a farmer, an Old Hill farmer.
Yeah. What? Now, when you an unbred female was called a...
Well, probably you'd call her a gilt.
Gilt?
Yeah.
How big were they? About 100 pounds?
Right? Yeah, 100 pounds, something like it.
A little old male, he was a...
Well, you just call him a boar.
Show?
Yeah, when he was just a little fella, you might call him a show, yeah.
What was that stuff that would stand up on their back?
That was called a bristle, you know. You speaking about that when them hairs stood straight up?
Yeah.
It's a bristle.
A bristle, that's when you got washed. For a bristle. That's
when
they're
really fat. Back.
Did you ever keep a lot of something that you might take out? What would you feed them on?
Corn. And we bought a few shorts.
Milk.
You ever take anything out when you do the dishes?
Slop.
That's what we'd maybe, if we was feeding shorts, we'd mix the shorts in dishwater, you know.
In a what?
You know, 5 gallon can. Depends on how many hogs your pigs you had or hogs. If you had several, you know, I have, take a 5 gallon can and just put barely enough, I just put enough slop of water in it to make them shorts. Well, it's kind of doughy, you know. You know what I mean?
Thick.
But the cheapest meat you could grow, that was good meat now. A lot of people back old timers, they'd get them off the range and they'd be pretty fair shape on that by eating acorns, you know, just acorns. But you didn't have near as good a meat there as you had where you fed them corn. That was your best meat. Firm, you know.
How'd you call your calves when you're going out to feed?